Brothers and sisters, we'd like to continue our fellowship on shepherding. We've had shepherding fellowship for the last month or so. And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. These verses are very familiar to us, but I'd like to hit upon it in a different way. Verses, we'll go from 27 to 29. 5:27 through 29, that he might present the church to himself glorious,
not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing,
but that she would be holy and without blemish.
In the same way, the husbands also
ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. Ever hated his own flesh,
but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church.
Amen. That's good. Verse 29 is especially significant to me. No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church.
Amen.
Have you been reading The Glorious Church?
Amen.
If not, you should read it. The church, where does the bride come from? The bride comes from the body. But if you look in these verses here, practically, the bride comes from Christ. What does he do? He nourishes and cherishes it. He nourishes and cherishes the church as his own body. When you take care of your body in a particular way because it's your body, well, Christ nourishes and cherishes the church.
Amen.
This is what we call shepherding.
Amen.
You know, we've heard of these terms before, shepherding, cherishing, and nourishing. But did you realize that this verse in Ephesians 5:29 directly speaks on how the bride is formed, how the bride is presented? How does the bride come into being? There is shepherding.
Amen.
And that shepherding comes through Christ.
Amen.
And Christ is the one who cherishes and nourishes the church as his body. Let's take a look at another verse. 1 Thessalonians 2. And then verse 7. Actually, let's do 7 and 8. But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children, yearning in this way over you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you became beloved to us. The Apostle Paul here is saying, this is his example. What does he compare himself to? He likens himself to a nursing mother. And what do nursing mothers, what are they very good at? They're very good at shepherding their baby. And how do you shepherd your baby? You have to nourish. Well, first, before you nourish, you have to cherish. I have three kids, and I saw them growing up, and as a baby, and as a toddler, kindergarten, eventually, most of the time in the early years, a lot of time is spent on cherishing.
Amen.
Sometimes the baby is not happy. How do you get food into the baby? How do you nourish the baby? You have to spend a lot of time. And it's not just time, but there is imparting your own soul. You look at a mother taking care of her child, you realize There's tender love. There's care. Cherishing isn't just to make happy. It's who you are. A mother's very being cherishes the baby. So to the point where the baby can take the food. The goal of the cherishing is the nourishing. And this is what the Apostle Paul, he likens himself to. Brothers and sisters, how does the body get built today? How is the bride going to be presented? It happens through shepherding.
Amen.
In the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John is a book about shepherding. And the way that shepherding happens, you can see the Lord Jesus, he's the shepherd, and he comes person by person, case by case. And in every situation, what does he do? He's the shepherd, but he shepherds by cherishing and then by nourishing. How does he cherish people? He comes as the resurrected humanity. He doesn't come. So, with the adulterous woman, a very particular person, he comes in a certain way. With Nicodemus, a righteous, moral man, he comes in a different way. He comes in his humanity, right? And he comes and he spends time with them personally until he has a way to nourish them. Eventually, with the adulterous woman, he gives her a way to be free from sin. With Nicodemus, he gives him a way to be born again. With the Samaritan woman, with the impotent man, with so many cases, the Lord's shepherding is person by person, case by case. And in each time, it's cherishing and nourishing. Eventually, the book of John ends in John chapter 21. And there is one very important case of shepherding. Who shepherded there? It's Peter. Peter had fallen away. He had backslidden. But the Lord came to him in a very particular way. He set up an entire circumstance just for Peter. Peter, the expert fisherman, set up a circumstance where he couldn't catch fish all night. He cooked breakfast for Peter. He loved Peter. So much everything arranged, so much cherishing. And then what happens? The Lord can nourish him. He says, he recovers Peter. And what does he charge Peter to do after he was cherished and nourished? He charges Peter to shepherd his sheep. He charges Peter to feed his sheep.
Amen.
So, how is shepherding done today? The Lord Jesus, he's the chief shepherd.
Amen.
And Peter, he calls him, in 1 Peter 2:25, Peter calls the Lord the chief shepherd.
Amen.
And overseer of our souls. Okay? But this chief shepherd today, how does this chief shepherd shepherd each one of us? Practically speaking, it must be through the members of his body.
Amen.
We need to be the shepherds.
Amen.
The Lord is charging us like he charged Peter. Shepherd my sheep. Feed my sheep. But how was Peter able to shepherd? Peter was able to shepherd because he himself was shepherded. He had such an impression of the Lord's tender care for him. Brothers and sisters, before we can shepherd anybody, we ourselves need to be shepherded by the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This means we must spend time with him. Lord, I need your shepherding.
Amen.
Lord, in my situation, Recover me. Like Peter. When we spend more time with the Lord charges us then to shepherd others. And this matter of shepherding, I really appreciate. We cherish people in the humanity of Christ, but not in our humanity.
Right.
This is the resurrected humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
We can only receive this kind of humanity by spending time with Him. Brothers and sisters, what do we, each one of us need? We need a personal shepherding from the Lord.
Amen.
And we need a personal shepherding from the Lord in another member of the body.
Amen.
That is what is going to build up the body.
Amen.
Today in the church, today practically, how are we going to grow in life if I'm not shepherded by my fellow believers? Shepherding does not happen in this meeting. Shepherding does not even happen in your home meeting. Shepherding happens one-on-one. You look at the case of how the Lord shepherded people. He always came to one-on-one. He spent time personally. He knew their situation. He cherished them and He nourished them. Brothers and sisters, how much time do we spend one-on-one with another member of the body? If we don't spend time with each other outside of this big meeting, outside of our home meeting, how are we ever truly shepherded? This week, I had lunch with a brother. And we had a good time together. We spent probably the first half an hour just talking about our situation. And this brother then, he shared with me something that he had enjoyed in the Word. And that brother, through his sharing, shepherded me.
Amen.
I was shepherded not in a big meeting. I was shepherded in a lunch time, in a lunch break. How many lunch breaks do we have? How many free hours in the evening do we have? Do we spend time to be shepherded or to shepherd others? Brothers and sisters, this is what we need.
Amen.
All of us need shepherding from the Lord personally.
Amen.
But this must happen through the members of the body. So the first thing we need is to be shepherded by the Lord. The second thing we need then is we need to go and shepherd others. But we shepherd people in the Lord's humanity by cherishing people, not with our charming self, not with our smart mind, but with the Lord and His uplifted humanity. And then we nourish people. We feed them, not with how to raise your family, not with how to take care of your marriage. We feed people with the riches of Christ.
Amen.
We nourish people by the Word.
Amen.
By what we have gotten in the Word.
Amen.
By the increase of Christ that we receive.
Amen.
That is our real nourishing people.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, just because we spend time in lunch with one another doesn't mean we're shepherding each other. If there is no nourishing, if there is no imparting of Christ as life, it's vain. Our cherishing is for the nourishing.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, let's encourage one another.
Amen.
We need to shepherd one another.
Amen.
So we need to be shepherded ourselves.
Amen.
We need to have the riches of Christ.
Amen.
And then we can visit one another in such a wonderful way.
Amen.
To build up the body for the bride to be prepared. Christ prepares the bride.
Amen.
Through cherishing His body, through nourishing His body, and through the members of each one of His body.